the next item on the agenda, and I will ask the council that I run the meeting in the same fashion we did the last one. Due to the lateness of the hour, we'll let the presentation be made after Mr. Becker makes comments if he wants to start it off. If you have questions, please write them down, and I will give each councilman an opportunity at the end to ask questions. Mr. Becker.
Yes, we have received a proposal from the Sussex County Sports Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization for assistance in purchasing and operating the Sports at the Beach complex facility. The Sports at the Beach is a 93-acre property on Route 9 just east of Georgetown with 13 softball and baseball fields, a swimming pool, and a number of other buildings, cafeteria. And this project has been operational for the last 3 to 4 years. The current owner, Softball World LLC, would like to sell the property. The county is reviewing various options, and the Sports Foundation is proposing that a couple of options that would involve the county, one of which would be for the county to purchase the facility and lease the property to the Sports Foundation to operate it on behalf of the county. Another option proposed would be that the Sports Foundation actually purchase the property themselves and that the county assist with the financing of that facility. So with that, I will turn it over to Ms. Wendy Baker from the Sussex County Sports Foundation to make her presentation.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Mr. Dukes, ladies and gentlemen of council. My name is Wendy Baker, and I'm here this morning on behalf of the Sussex County Sports Foundation to share with the council a project we believe warrants evaluation and will stand on its own merit when you consider what it will do for our children and our county. I do not envy you this task. I'm sure it is a difficult one. Mr. Cole, I believe yours may be more difficult than most. For the last 5 years...
I appreciate that.
For the last 5 years, you have been the most vocal member of council to encourage me to bring forward a project that provides active recreation. I'm honoring your strong request and the request of council members this morning with this proposal. I wish Mr. Phillips were here to participate, and we wish him a speedy recovery. Let me begin by explaining to you what this proposal is not about. This is not about bailing out Richard Derrickson and his partners. This is not about continuing to run a failing business or taking over a failing business. This is not about making money for personal or business gain. This is not about one facility versus another, one league or volunteers against another. This is not about supporting one sport versus the next. This is about evaluating a land acquisition with improvements and facilities with an existing tournament following and already created destination. This is about acquiring a $10 to $15 million piece of land for a price that has been negotiated over the last 8 months between Sports at the Beach and the Sussex County Sports Foundation for $7.5 million. For the approximately 93-acre tract, we are talking about $80,645 per acre. When researching comparable market listings, one can easily gather information on a parcel located about a mile away, 26 acres of C1 listed at $250,000 per acre. This land alone represents a sound acquisition, which is near the existing Sussex County Industrial Park. This is about a facility that has been profitable in the last 4 years. Please refer to the financial information provided to Mr. Baker at a later time to get further details. But you will see that it does generate revenue. The bottom line differs when you factor in the owner's debt service. This is not about making money for personal or business gain. This is about a nonprofit, the Sussex County Sports Foundation, operating and maintaining a facility. Any net income will be used to provide scholarships, provide the opportunity for exposure to the talents of our youth to coaches and trainers outside our area, and to further other sporting resources for our youth. This is not about which program in our county needs money or has provided a much-needed resource for our youth in a particular sport in the past. It is about a benefit to everyone in our county, not just one sport. I heard quite a few people provide negative and positive comments this morning about the proposal. A lot of information was speculative, there were a lot of questions, and they did not have all the facts. But I don't recall one person saying that the county didn't need to do something to support active recreation. We are just proposing one way for your consideration. In 2005, several local business leaders began to discuss how two charities they were involved with forming could secure an economic engine to ensure longevity and prosper from another source of income. One leader was part of a local family who believes in giving kids a hand up, not a hand out. The Horsey Family Youth Foundation was started in 2004 by the Horsey family with the purpose of raising funds to aid local sports leagues with their programs, giving children a place to go besides the streets and into drugs. Two other leaders were involved in the Sussex County Land Trust, ensuring future generations would be able to enjoy the special places that have kept us forever mindful of the importance of preserving open space in Sussex County. Their passion for youth, the land, and giving back to the communities where they have been successful inspired them to form the Sussex County Sports Foundation. SCSF is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide the place, instill the passion, and help the youth and young adults of our state, region, and nation to develop the commitment and foster their participation in sports. They further recognize the need to structure and conduct programming for at-risk and physically challenged youth through strategic partnerships who are able to help provide a broader spectrum or perspective on education and aid with additional funding. They soon realized they did not have a place to accomplish their mission and generated a comprehensive plan to develop a modern youth sports facility in Laurel, Delaware, called Discovery. Knowing momentum for sports activities takes a long time to gain and can take a dramatically short time to lose, SCSF looked to secure several satellite locations. Hudson Park, located in Lewis, is the home of the Henlopen Soccer Club and the first site to be operated and maintained by SCSF. The immediate goal was to work with the local soccer and lacrosse clubs already using the fields and to increase the activity at the park by opening them up to a wider variety of sporting events and scheduling tournaments. After almost 2 years at Hudson, the family decided they wanted to give it their full-time attention and create a family-run business venture. At the same time Hudson Park was being brought online, we began looking for another satellite location in western Sussex. After meetings with the city of Seaford, it became apparent a mutually beneficial partnership with them could be reached. A groundbreaking ceremony on February 22, 2006, highlighted the beginning of a 25-year lease negotiated to expand the Jay's Nest facility operated by the city. SCSF agreed to provide much-needed lighting to their existing flag football and softball fields, construct a beautiful concession stand surrounded by a concourse and walkway, add an additional 164-space parking lot, and construct three additional multi-purpose fields. When not being used by SCSF for tournaments and events, the local community, including the adjacent Western Sussex Boys and Girls Club, will be able to use the new modern facilities. With two satellite locations up and running, efforts became focused on the main site until another local facility in Georgetown, our county seat, and midpoint to our existing facilities called Sports at the Beach, hit the radar screen last summer. Amidst rumors the park was going to cease operations, leaving a much-needed economic resource in the area at risk, and a threatened lapse in tournament play, SCSF met with the principals of the organization to offer assistance. We soon learned from the Sports at the Beach operators around 81,000 people participate on an annual basis in sporting events held there. This results in an infusion of at least $9 million into our local economy from outside sources. Realizing it would be a seamless addition to the portfolio in terms of operations, the issue of funding the purchase became the stumbling block. We have learned in business and in our work with the nonprofits, strength comes in partnerships. We believe with the help of several key organizations, an agreed-upon purchase price negotiated with the Sports at the Beach shareholders, the county, state, and federal grants, Sports at the Beach can survive. It will take the full cooperation of everyone to pull together and ensure this resource, operating for 4 years in our county, will remain an attraction without interruption and into perpetuity. We believe that the county as a whole will benefit from sports at the beach. It, as I said earlier, it's located in the county seat. It will be a multi-use facility. In addition to baseball and softball, we will be adding walking and jogging trails for families and seniors. There's an existing swimming pool, which we propose to open to the public with reduced rates for county residents, youth and church camps. This is a facility that will provide not only a place for kids to recreate, but it will be a facility where parents and kids are able to spend time together. And we also propose that corporate retreats could also be held at this location. There are several people that have come this morning to help with this presentation, and they have particular parts that they would like to talk about. One is the economic impact, and Tim Morgan with the state of Delaware estimates a conservative figure of $9 million annually infused in our local economy directly related to sports at the beach. And also Karen Falk with Sussex County Tourism sent you all a letter, I believe, and I believe she's also here today to speak. Both are here to talk about the information they have that will support this proposal. We have included this in your information this morning, additional letters of support from local restaurants, hotels, tourism-related trades, and also, I'm not sure if you got this letter from Representative Booth. Was that in your packets this morning as well?
I've got it to read correspondence. Yeah, he sent it to me. I just got it this morning.
Okay. I would just highlight paragraph 2 in part of the things that I saw that should be read.
You want to read it, or are you going to paraphrase it?
Would you like for me to?
Well, let her do it, Dale. Otherwise, we might have to start reading all the letters we got or something, and not just...
Being you've got the letter, you read it.
Yeah, let's do
that. Okay, thank you. Dear County Council, it is my understanding that there is an application for financial assistance to save Sports at the Beach Complex on Georgetown-Lewis Highway. I have been pursuing efforts for over a year with present owners and also potential purchasers. I would be very supportive of the council help in this regard. As you may be aware, Sports at the Beach contributes $9 million annually to the local economy, according to the Delaware Development Office study. These tourism dollars come outside a 50-mile radius, and inside that radius was not even calculated. Also interesting to note is this is achieved at operating at only 45% capacity. Obviously, Sports at the Beach is not even close to reaching its potential, and that is understandable considering it is entering its fifth year, second with dorms. Since Sports at the Beach does neither promise nor offer high-paying jobs, state assistance are less likely. However, a financial vehicle can be found is it were, I'm just reading this as it is read, as it is typed, as it were to go nonprofit status. Examples of nonprofit are Punkin' Chunkin' and Bayball Classic. There may also be other private funding from grants, and certainly a different, more inclusive marketing strategy can be initiated to maximize income. Our community cannot ignore the positive effects Sports at the Beach has on our youth. By keeping them active, either in participating or working there, pays dividends in keeping them active down the road. As an umpire and a coach of travel ball, I see this firsthand with the teams that I am involved in, the Warriors, and the calls I make umpiring at Sports at the Beach. The benefits of saving Sports at the Beach are well documented. The hard part is having the courage to pursue it with public dollars. There are many examples of different government levels stepping in to save private interest. Chrysler, Playtex, Bank of America, Allen's, etc. And equally important, nonprofits, the United Way. The emphasis here should be what we will lose if we are not supportive. Besides the $9 million in tourist dollars, jobs, and youth activity, we will lose a commitment to fill a void of recreation that is not associated with ecotourism. In closing, I do wish our state could be more helpful at this time, but do feel eventually can be. Also, knowing the effort and time I have invested in this project, I believe patience and opportunity are not on our side. If I can be of further assistance or go into further depth, please contact me. Sincerely, Joseph W. Booth. I heard one comment on the radio this morning. Someone questioned why this was such a sudden request and a quick decision. And I wanted to let everyone know that these talks began last summer and were very public. Representative Booth, as he indicates in his letter, spoke about the need for this facility to stay open. Mr. Derrickson has committed to a contract for purchase at the amounts we have negotiated for the last 8 months. I can't speak for him, but I know our contract with him runs out next week. In addition, he has stated he will not be opening the facility this year. Time is of the essence. The next tournament is scheduled for March 17th. There is work to be done to prepare the facility for these tournaments and the ones that will follow. At this time, I would like to call Christy Betts forward, who works at Sports of the Beach, and I would like for her to answer any questions you might have with regard to the tournaments, the facilities, and any activities that are scheduled there.
Yeah, we're not asking questions to the end, right? All right.
Well, everyone wants to take a turn.
Well, no, I don't know.
Yeah. Hi, gentlemen. My name is Christy Betts, and I work at Sports at the Beach. I brought some figures I had gave Dave in a packet on Friday when they came out to look at the facility, and I have some updated numbers.
We'll pass them out. Thanks, Christy.
Christy, we're not going to be asking you questions right at this point, but I think that Wendy brought you up here to tell us about the tournaments and things that you have already lined up.
Yes.
I guess that's part of your presentation, if you would do that.
I don't really have a big presentation.
That's fine. Just, you know, the number of teams, what you've got lined up
right.
for this season.
Currently, we have 25 weekend tournaments lined up from March 17th through the end of October. We have 6-week-long tournaments where teams come and they stay for the week with us. Some of the information that I have given to you is the number of teams in 2003 when we started, and the number of teams we have in our database as of 2007. I've also given you a list of the tournaments, how many are local teams, how many are visiting teams, how many teams are waiting to get into the tournaments. Another sheet is a list by the states that are coming. Currently, we have almost 800 registrations coming. And in the packets that I prepared, I also had a list of the hotels that were requesting your help.
We have this. Could you, just for the sake of the media and the ones here, give the number of teams and number of people that we have the count here, but if you could just go over that.
Currently, we have 225 Maryland teams, 10 Virginia teams, 197, these are registrations, could be the same team coming more than once. 197 Delaware teams, 52 New York teams, 180 PA teams, 128 New Jersey teams, 2 Connecticut, 1 Canada, and 1 Puerto Rican team, for a total of 796 registrations. There's usually 15 players and coaches, which would equal 11,940. This does not include family members who travel with the teams.
You said Puerto Rico?
I'm sorry?
You said Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico, yes.
Okay.
In 2003, we were talking about Sussex County teams. I was asked to look up this information. Our database says that there was 14 teams, and in 2007, 31 teams. These are baseball. Softball, there was 14 teams in Sussex County. Now there are 34 teams locally. Also, the other information I have is probably a lot to go over with the whole public, but it's the in-season, the in-season and the off-season breakdowns, and how many nights the teams will be staying, and how many days are two-day and three-day tournaments.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody have
Thank
any questions?
No questions this time.
I would encourage the council to come out for a tour if they would like. I would be happy to give you a tour of the facility.
Mr. President, I'd like to call Tim Morgan with the State of Delaware forward to talk about the economic impact to the state. And Ms. Karen Falk will be joining him from Sussex County.
Good morning, Council. My name is Tim Morgan. I'm the Director of Tourism for the Delaware Tourism Office. I'm just going to make general comment on what sports facilities mean to communities, just on a general level. The economic impact, there's three different components. There's a direct impact, which is direct stimulus provided to the economy by products and services that are purchased. And with sports teams traveling to cities, they usually spend money for hotels, restaurants, shopping, and those are basically direct impacts. And indirect is anything that's benefits from those teams being in the area, such as you know, the suppliers that supply restaurants with food, as well as hotels. Those are indirect impacts. And then induced impacts are household income that's generated by the direct and indirect effects. So as was mentioned before, based on the data that was given to us by the facility, you know, as far as the number of visitors per event and the number of events per year, there's a you know, over between an $8 and $9 million economic impact for the area. And this is just based on one facility. And this, again, with facilities throughout the state as well, you know, sports facilities do draw out-of-state teams. And I think that's the most benefit is if you can bring in new dollars into the economy, that's what's important as well. Karen, if you have anything to add.
Good morning. Basically, by looking at the information and hearing what Tim had just brought up, is definitely sports at the beach is a trickle-down effect in our county. The teams come in, their families come in. I'm a resident of Rehoboth Beach, and we get a lot of impact when it rains because they go shopping, they eat, you know, they're going out to our attractions. So it really is an enormous impact. I did recognize one hotelier in our public today. I see Tim Goff from the Atlantic Sands Hotel and Oceanfront Hotel. But you have to understand that the what we recognize as a tourism office, not only do they stay in Rehoboth, they stay in Georgetown, they stay in Millsboro, they stay in Seaford. So it really is a full county impact with this facility.
Now, just to clarify, because it gave the impression, and I thought you might be from the county when you know, the economic benefits from the county, it sounded like. But you're not from county government, right?
No, my name is Karen Falk. Right. I'm the executive director of Southern Delaware
That's
Tourism.
Right. And are you a state employee?
Yeah, yes, I am. I'm okay. With the state tourism office.
Right, okay. I'm just get that clear because you had the impression that you might have been a county employee, and these are county figures.
That's right. However, there, you know, well, you bring up a good point. The hotel accommodations tax that is brought in from this particular facility, the way that the accommodations tax is put together is there's an 8% hotel accommodations tax. 5% goes to the general fund. The other 1% goes to beach replenishment, and then there's another 2%. There's one that goes to the tourism office in the state, and then the three convention and visitors bureaus pretty much collect the 1% that's collected in their individual counties, Newcastle, Kent, and Sussex. So there's even, like I say, you know, see even a more dramatic impact when you look at the hotel rooms that are impacted through this organization.
Thank you.
It's the state general fund.
Right. That's right, the state general fund.
You're not leaving? You're not leaving?
I have to leave.
Oh, you have to leave?
Yeah.
Okay, I can ask Wendy the question then. That's fine. Yes, I can.
Thank you.
Next, I would like to call Shane Marvel and his father, Steve, forward. He's a player with the Delaware Storm, and I have an email here written by his mother.
Hi, I'm Shane Marvel from the Delaware Storm, 13 and under group. I'm asking for your support regarding the funding for the sale of the Sports of the Beach complex. My family has been affiliated with Sports of the Beach since its very first year of tournaments. We have watched our sons grow, or us, in baseball and be provided the opportunity to compete at the next level. They are doing this in their backyard. Most teams travel for hours to have the opportunity to compete at Sports of the Beach. I wish we all had the opportunity growing up. Many times we ask ourselves, what can we do to help your youth, our youth? Now it is your time to think of the kids and provide them with a facility to play and fulfill their dreams. Please agree to funding the request. See, our field of dreams is right here in Sussex County. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Shane, how old are you?
I'm 12.
You're 12. What position you play?
Well, I pitch, I catch, and I play shortstop.
Okay. Are you nervous?
Yeah.
You feel more comfortable on the field?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Next, I'd like to call Chester Davis, who organizes Sussex Storm, and he's a coach there.
We're not going to open this up.
No.
These are kind of comments, more or less like the last one. It's a shame we can't let them people who maybe are concerned about other programs get involved. So I don't know if we want to venture out from the hierarchy of the business decision and all that stuff. It just seems
this is the last one.
It's not giving a even playing field here for people who maybe have attended and didn't realize they couldn't talk.
I just
don't know how far we should go with this. And I know it's the last one, but
it is short,
okay. Believe me.
All right,
I'm here to address just one aspect of sports at the beach, and that's I do better in front of a class, but the need for sports at the beach to provide our high school athletes exposure to college coaches. The package you have before you are examples of showcase tournaments that Sussex County teams have attended in Virginia Beach and Florida. You can see a list of college coaches that attended these showcase tournaments. You can see the list of teams that attended, as well as the rosters of two Delaware teams that took part in these tournaments. Not all Sussex County travel teams can afford the $550 entrance fee and the $1,000 or so for rooms to spend 3 or 4 days at this tournament. By keeping Sports at the Beach open and operated efficiently, we can provide this opportunity right here at home. Built in this year's schedule is an October showcase tournament schedule at Sports at the Beach. There are other services offered by the scouting groups, which are in your package, that are provided to college coaches that will help our athletes receive scholarships. As Sports at the Beach can be a valuable asset to our growing youth, as well as to our food and lodging businesses. Thank you.
The last thing in closing, with the national statistics on the increase in gang-related activity, the alarming studies on childhood obesity, and the economic prosperity we all hope to enjoy in Sussex County, we ask you to review the materials and the information presented this morning and to consider our request for your cooperation and participation to make sure Sussex County continues to thrive in every way possible. Thank you very much.
Is this in your presentation?
It does.
Thank you.
Do you have evidence? Because the sheriff could never come up with evidence of gang-related activity. Could you come up?
Mr. Jones just asked me that. I wonder where she got that information from.
I'm telling you, where's the sheriff when we need him?
He's right back there.
There's a judge. Resolute.
But he can't confirm that either.
You hear that? There's gang-related activity. What the heck are you sitting here for? Get out there and do something.
Okay. Mr. Cole, questions?
It's not a question, Wendy, of whether sports are of benefit for the youth of this country. I think we are all in agreement with that sports benefit our children. It's a question of, does the county want to venture into an area we've never ventured into before? For 20 years, recreation has been talked about up here, and we have done very little other than we came up with some programs, youth-supported things, where we would subsidize existing organizations, and there's a heck of a lot of them in this county. Many of those teams listed have gotten money from us. But we've gone a big leap from giving out $1,000, $500, $250 to $300,000 a year, which is one of the proposals, and then co-signing for loans. And then you hear about all the economic development. Why don't you all pursue one of these industrial revenue bonds that the county's offered to organizations, and the county goes on board and helping with that, but yet our county finances aren't at risk? Because this is a risk. I was told that, hey, if this goes belly up, we may end up with a property. Maybe we don't want the property because of the upkeep and the expense of running an operation like that. And if it was so successful with all this list of names, again, why would the current owners be shutting down this year if they have a bunch of people trying to get in? That's not a good way to run a business, and most of these guys that are involved in this are business people. So I think there's a lot of questions. And you lay this thing on, the first tournament's coming, we got to do something quick. I don't like, having to talk about it now, 6 weeks away, we're supposed to be making a decision.
And this is something, like I said, we have talked about recreation. Very little has been done with this council, earlier councils, any council. Because what happens is this becomes a money pit, and we are now seeing transfer taxes dry up, changes, the marketplace is changing. And I just think it needs more discussion. You said it was very open. It's been talked, somebody's been talking about it. I don't know who's been talking about it. I wasn't involved. The county council wasn't involved, unless some of the county council members have been called off and pulled off on the side. But I don't know who's been talking about it, trying to put this together. I also think that the people, the individuals you've talked about, can afford to do it on their own. If they don't want to do it on their own, then they then we shouldn't do it. It should remain in the private sector. If it goes belly up, let it get auctioned off. Let the next buyer get it at a discount, and maybe it'll work then on paper. So I don't know if we need to be bailing out, and that's the perception right now, bailing out somebody that who's gotten in too deep, and we're not real sure, you know, again, the figures and everything else. I don't know. I think it's a snowball rolling down a hill, and I don't like to see knee-jerk reactions to those things. So my question really is why don't you do an industrial revenue bond? Why don't you just let the people of, and also Mr. Horsey is starting the same facility. I was over at Laurel the other night, and I see this beautiful subdivision, a stadium, a baseball stadium. Supposedly, these people told me, would seat more people than the Shorebirds, and they also had some kind of arena or some kind of other stadium, that, I guess for soccer, that was going to have seat 12,000 people. We can't even, I mean, Sports of the Beach can't even keep this going financially, I guess. How can we do two in this county? And the other question is, this is more beneficial to Georgetown. Why hasn't Georgetown, the city of Georgetown, been approached on this? This benefits Georgetown. Very few people are going to hop in their car, Wendy, from Ocean View and drive up and do some jogging and some walking. It just doesn't sell. And again, it just has the appearance. And sometimes the appearance is enough to deter, you know, people to do things. So anyway, but industrial revenue bond, why don't you go pursue that?
We are pursuing all avenues and all resources.
So the easiest is to come to government, see if the government would, the local government being us, I guess. Or did you go to Georgetown, Delaware?
Mr. Cole,
did you go to Georgetown, Delaware?
We did.
What did they say?
We talked to Georgetown.
What did they say?
We talked to the state.
What does the town of Georgetown say to you? Well, no, she won't. She's telling me all these other people. I just want to know what the question was. Did you go to Georgetown, and what was the response?
They recently changed their government. I did not personally talk to them. I believe that someone on our behalf talked to them. So I don't want to give you misinformation and say what they said.
Are they interested?
They are not interested.
They're not interested. That's
in doing it locally now.
Okay, that's all, Mr. Duke. I mean, we could go on and on. I don't know if we have enough information.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. Mr. Rogers.
I'll be more comment than anything else. With all the rumors speculating around in the last week and the emails and the very, I don't have a lot. I didn't get a lot of phone calls. You need to come up front, Dan, so you can hear me a little better. With all the rumors speculating around. I thought in my mind, I'd come with an open mind today to look at this thing, and I don't want to prejudge all the information before us, because logistically there's a lot of information here. And to be fair to council and to the constituency, if the investment was not the grant, it was a purchase option for many, many different reasons, we can look at it for passive recreation, for expansion to the industrial park, for, you know, sports for the children or whatever you call it. There's some more information that's got to be gathered. The thing I don't like about it is in your presentation and listening to some of the comments that it has to be done within a week. I know you've been working on this since last year, and, you know, this could be a big investment for the county if we had to do it, but doing it in a week's time. You know, is there? You didn't say if there's any other contracts on the property. Has anybody else made any offers? I didn't hear any of that. And that's not for here now, but we can look at this information because we're not making a decision today. So I just come with an open mind, gather the information, and I will read through all of it to make an open-minded decision. When we come to that point.
Thank you, Councilman Rogers.
Mr. Jones?
I've been involved in this, you know, when the zoning came in the beginning, it's in my district. I had basically, you know, it was private enterprise, and I had no complaints in that area. I haven't had just a few minor complaints throughout the years. I know several of the kids and tournaments, and because I'm involved in Little League, you know, that play out there. As a matter of fact, at 4 o'clock this morning when we got from a wreck, one of the guys called me and said that, give me the scoop on this thing, what's going on. There's a lot of rumors. And a lot of it that, and I don't listen to the radio station in Lewis particularly, but I got, thank goodness I don't get it in Greenwood, so I'm pretty fortunate. That, you know, the some of the things that were being said, you know, this, you know, was there's a lot of rumors going on out there. We have some options here. I think it's is a good economic. I know, you know, we always looked at when we, the Sports of the Beach or the Slam Dunk and all those years we gave money. That was one of the things that we are, you know, keeping the hotels and the restaurants open and during the wintertime and all the economic development. And it is economic development. It's just not for Georgetown. It's certainly probably a certain lot easier for somebody in Georgetown to hop in the car if they want to go out and use the pool and stuff like that. But I think if the county is going to get involved, then it has to be open to the public. That certain things have to be there. And I agree that it certainly would be inconvenient for somebody to come from Ocean View, George. But again, we've the last election, all three of us on this side got hammered. No park recreation. No park recreation. You need, you know. I think it's a possibility that it's a ready-made Parks and Rec. And I'm open-minded, and thank you for your presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
One question, Wendy. I read somewhere that this facility was operating now at 45% capacity.
That was something that Mr. Booth indicated in his letter.
Okay. And if that is true, and the fellow from the state tourism said that we're having an $8 to $9 million return on the impact to the county, then that number could increase drastically by getting more participation in here.
That's correct.
Okay. And this will be run by a nonprofit foundation?
That's correct.
Okay. And I'm glad to hear this morning that you're saying that there's jogging trails and walking paths and things that can be used by the people, the public, and the pool would be open to the public. I've been to the facility a few times on weekends. I've never toured the whole entire facility, but see by the pictures in here, it's quite impressive. We've all been getting emails this weekend, and people are saying I don't know where it came from, but we're going to be giving $300,000 for 10 years, giving it to bail out a bankrupt entity out there. I don't think that's true. It's not bankrupt. I don't consider it bailing out. However, Mr. Cole's right. We talked about this a number of years ago and about doing something for parks and recreation, and Mr. Jones is right. We elected not to do it at the time. We didn't have the cash flow of the money that the county's got now in order to do that. I think we're in a much better position now to do that. I like Mr. Rogers' comments about maybe the county should consider purchasing it and leasing it, and then we need additional land now and in the future for the expansion of our industrial park and airport. It is contiguous in some parts to that. There's a lot of uses down the road that it can be used for if the Sports at the Beach did not continue with the operation or we didn't find something else to do with it. So it would not be a total loss, but if we did grants and something happened, it went belly up down the road, then we wouldn't have anything but just grants we put out there. But if the county owned it, then we have more control of what's going on out there, and I think we could, to me, that makes more sense. I'm sorry also that we're pushed into making a quick decision. I understand that next week the contract with Mr. Derrickson is terminated. I don't know if that contract will be extended a week or two or not, but it's going to give us a lot to think about, and I'm sure we're going to hear a lot of comments in the next week. But Mr. Baker, you got any comments?
What I would suggest is that I will work with Wendy and in the coming week and research other options, especially of outside funding. I know that was brought up to check, like with the town, the USDA, and the state, and come back to the council with the information that we can.
How long does an industrial revenue bond take? Because, I mean, this has been going on for 8 months, and now we're, you know, it seems to me like this must be
a nonprofit organization could sell a bond for a project.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it would probably take probably 3 months probably to actually sell the bond. That is a possibility for a funding mechanism. An industrial revenue bond is actually a bond that's typically for manufacturing now. It used to be much broader,
we've stretched out for motels, I even think, right?
Well, it's much more specific now, but a bond could be sold for a nonprofit entity, and that is something that we can look at also.
Any other comments, Mr. Baker?
Yeah.
Mr. Griffin, got any comments?
It's a lot of information to get and assimilate. If I'm hearing correctly, it sounds like the council might be being asked to make a decision within a week. From the legal side, there is a lot of information I would probably want to see to be able to properly advise council. I just don't know if that can be done within a week. And
because you don't have anything in front of you, right, to start with.
Well, we've been told there's a contract to buy it by someone holds the contract. We don't even have the contract.
Right.
We should see that.
That contract has been given. That letter was given.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. But if I'm going to be advising council, we need to determine the liens against it. The amount of money that you're talking about is more than the recorded amount of the liens against the property. We did do a lien search. Came up with about $5.5 million against it, is recorded in the courthouse. So there's, I guess I'd have some question about where the rest of that would be.
Would it be too many?
Yeah, it would be nice to know about what's out there.
It would be partially paid off.
Okay. With that, we will end your, any other comments you want to make?
No, I'd just like to thank you for your time. And any questions, Mr. Baker and I will work together in the next week.
There's a lot of information that we need if we're going to make a decision on this next week. If we have to, you need to get Mr. Baker and Mr. Griffin and get whatever information they need that they feel comfortable. And I guess if we do that, we could have an executive session next week, Mr. Griffin, to talk about purchasing of land. Land acquisition?
The Freedom of Information Act does permit executive sessions regarding land acquisition, yes.
Okay.
But wait a minute, has it been offered to us to buy, David?
Well, it sounds like there's an offer being made today.
There is an offer, yes.
No, I didn't hear her say that. Did you say?
Yes.
Well, they don't own it. You don't own it.
We have
Who are you working for?
Who am I working for? Sussex County Sports Foundation.
Which is not the current owner of the property.
No, we have a contract for purchase that we would assign to the county.
Okay. All right. Thank you. With that, we're way over time this morning. And with that, I would ask a show of hands of those people who are here in support of keeping the sports at the beach open in some fashion, one way or the other.
We don't do a hand-raising thing, please.
Well, we're not getting an opportunity to talk, Mr. Cole, so unless you want to be here all day.
No, it's not that. We didn't advertise it that way. In the public hearing, people could have come here for any other reasons. We shouldn't be doing that to gauge.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. I run the meeting, and I'll do as I please.
I understand
you. Those who are opposed. Okay, and it's a non-binding hand-raising. It's just a matter of letting the council to see what if there's support out there. We're getting emails in opposition to it, and I know we're getting emails in support of it. I don't mean to be critical of anybody, but, you know, I think it's good for the council to know who's here.
All right, good.
Thank you. We will work on this. I'm sure we have our next council meeting next Tuesday night. So watch the agenda, and you can see if it's on the agenda. Thank you.
Give him a chance to leave there before the next one starts.
We'll take about a 5-minute recess, and we'll be right back. Give me a chance.